Keith, welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm excellent. I want to get to a few things. We had Brad Malone on the show yesterday.
Yeah.
And man, he really endeared himself to the listeners with just his honesty and, you know, kind of his plan and what he thought of where his career had gone to this point. And kind of, you know, he's a guy who, it's very rare you see guys sign 2-year American League deals and then later on sign a 2-year NHL deal. It just doesn't happen very often for older players. What impressed you most about Brad Malone, the person, as you've got to know him the last few years, Keith?
Well, you're right. It's being there every day and watching him. Probably watching them off the ice and especially in practice with the young players. As you know, when you're a Sally Cap world, your young kids are your future. And the way he treats them and really all the guys, but he's the leader down there and he, you know, helps them out to grow as a player on and off the ice. And when you have great culture, it's a lot smoother, and the transition when you come from Bakersfield up to Edmonton, you're all tight, you all know each other, and it's a easier transition.
So what kind of stuff does he do? That helps the young players. Is it talking to him, counseling, just watching? Because I think a lot of our listeners might not be familiar with it.
I would say it's everything. It's you know, practice habits that, you know, you're not, you know, you practice like you play. That's what we stress. We're about speed. There's no shortcuts. Just because you were a first rounder or a high free agent signee, it really doesn't matter for us. You got to practice like you're in Edmonton. And it's, you know, you come to the rink, you're not racing in on four wheels and getting there 1 minute before the meeting starts. It's dressing properly, your rest. It's all those things that to learn to be a pro that you can't sleep all day. You got to do things. And the biggest thing that he does, because, you know, I hear about it, of course, is that he does a lot of things as a team. And it's having people at the whole team at his house, and everybody's included. And we are a big believer in that, where, you know, it's our team. And we don't have many fighters. It just doesn't happen. But we're a team toughness because we're a close-knit group. And we stick up for each other. And, you know, everybody wants to play here because of each other. And I think, you know, Brad leads that with the culture that we have.
For yourself, Keith, you know, being the GM, you're much more involved in running everything down in Bakersfield. What's been, because you were involved in, you know, amateur scouting for a long time. You had a lot of success.
Yep.
What have you liked most a little bit about that transition to running an organization?
You're not at a rink every night driving 3.5 hours. It's, you know, you get older and you get wiser, I guess. But, you know, for me, personally, you know, when Ken came in and he said, you know, I want you to go down there and, you know, look after Bakersfield and, you know, ride the odd bus trip. And with COVID hitting, I've rode the bus for the last 2 years, which is great because our lifeline is the kids. So I look at these players like they're our kids and, you know, you treat them, you know, you have your coach who's going to treat them the way a coach does, but I will, you know, somehow get my say into the player if I'm not liking something and let them know. And when you're there every day, they know somebody's watching. It's different when you just have a coach and the coach is the coach, but they know I'm there representing, you know, the Oilers and letting Ken know what's going on. And, you know, we've had a lot of success. We're starting to have a feeder system, and it's the most important thing. I didn't even realize until you get down there and you work with the coaches, you work with the training staff, you work with, you know, the rink people, the players, it's everybody. And again, it's, you're one big family and you want everybody to succeed. And, you know, it's, like a Nemo Lane, I'll give you an example. I gave him a couple of things when he asked me, you know, after training camp, why couldn't he play in the NHL? And I told him, and he might have disagreed with one of them. And when he came back, he goes, okay, you're right. And I said, just so you know, I don't tell you something that I don't think is that's going to be true, and it's something that's going to hurt you. I'm here to help you. I'm here to make you succeed. So we have these players that are pushing, and when you have injuries, that you can go in and fill in for a while, and it helps the Edmonton Oilers.
You know, you've had so much success there with some of the players that have come up, and that, you know, that was with Woodcroft and Dave Manson and company. You know, there's new guys in place now. You know, how do you continue to make sure that continues as far as, you know, you mentioned the culture, but also, like, just the guys coming up and they're ready to play and are able to play, Keith, in the NHL?
You're right. And the thing is, we got to make sure they're ready. That's the key. It's not, oh, because you were a first rounder or a high signee of a free agent or whatever it is from Europe or whatever. We got to make sure you're ready and you know, got to believe. And we all know, I'm not picking on him. It's like Sam Marukov had a tough game, but he wasn't ready. He realized, he thought he was ready, but he wasn't ready. And for me, his game just took right off. Right when he came back, you know, you ask about a Brad Malone and Griffith and Cracknell, these guys, they were there to pick him up, and he didn't drag his lip. And, you know, that's what we're about. And so our job is to make sure that guys are ready. And there, again, there's no shortcuts. There's no, you know, everybody was a star from wherever they came from. It could be in junior hockey or college hockey or Europe. You know, it took Broberg a little bit to get used to the North American style. But that's what we're down there for. And, you know, everybody wants somebody yesterday to be ready. And, you know, when they're ready, they're going to be ready. You want them to succeed, not to fail. And that's why we just got to keep pushing. We got Borgo coming in. We got Tulio coming. Phillip is coming in. So, I mean, we've got all our D coming back. Now, there's going to be some guys fighting for jobs in the NHL, so you just got to wait around, and whatever you get, you get, and you get them ready. So if there's an injury or whatever, you have guys that can step in. And you know, we've got a wave. We've started having a wave of players, and you know, our scouting staff has done a great job of not only, you know, drafting very good players, but they're better people. And I think that goes a lot for Tyler Wright and his staff, is that I see them every day. I deal with them. I know what the coaches deal with them. I hear the coaches' side. I talk to the players, and I talk to the older players. And that's the one thing that stands out when you're there every day is like a Holloway and Broberg and Nima Lane and Sam Rukov, Desharnais. All these guys, they just soak it in, and they want to get better, and you know, they know that they can't have shortcuts to improve their game.
Keith Gretzky joins us, assistant GM of the Oilers, GM of the Bakersfield Condors. And Keith, young guys are definitely key, but you still need your core guys. When you look at teams that are winning, very rarely are they winning, you know, with youth. They're good contributors, but you need your top guys to be your top guys. And you know, a player like Ryan McLeod, he's not a top guy yet. You know, we'll see where his development goes. But when you look at where McLeod was his first year coming in, what do you see as his potential in Edmonton? Like, I know they've got Draisaitl and McDavid as center iceman, but at times you can play Draisaitl on the wing if need be. Do you think Ryan McLeod in a few years, could he be Anthony Cirelli?
You know, it's with Clouder, it's been a great story for him. When he came in, he got his nose a little wet when we played in the playoffs when he was finished his junior career. And then he had a decent year up and down. And I thought last year in the COVID situation, he was amazing. I thought his transporting of the puck in our side he just stood out. And it was like the light went off and, you know, boom, he was gone. And, you know, he's got areas to work on. Everybody does. And in any hockey player, a young hockey player, and especially with Ryan, I see when you can skate like he does, you pass the puck. He does a great job of penalty killing. You know, he 2 years ago, his probably was terrible at taking faceoffs. And, you know, he's gotten way, 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 way better, but he still has a long ways to go. But, you know, you see the growth of him. And I told him and his parents and his agent, Joe Resnick, a few years ago when we were talking about him going to Europe, I said, this is an investment in yourself to go over there and be ready when the season gets up and running. And, you know, he believed in himself. He did it. You know, it was advice from us, and he took it. His family took it, and he went over to Switzerland. And you know, for me, I saw him all the last couple of years, so I know what he could do. I think that if he realizes that he just keeps growing and works hard, anything can happen with him. I really see that and believe that because he skates so well with the puck, and he's a useful player that can play center or wing.
You know, you have a new group of players that'll come in next year into your group. How, you know, when did the conversation start with those players? And I guess you don't want to say, you know, player X, you're going to be in the minors, not in the AHL. But when you start developing a plan for the players as far as what it might look like off the ice, on the ice, you know, skill coaches, game thoughts, whatever it might be for like the newer players coming into your system.
Right. So a little bit with COVID, you know, issues in the Quebec League and a little bit in Ontario League in the West. You know, I've been in contact with all our draft eligible drafted players and, you know, they let me know how they're doing and some will tell you the truth and some will be okay. You know, it depends who you know, they're kids, but I always check in, you know, with the coaches or the GM, you know them. And we also, our scouts are very good at going to see them play too. So, they're getting watched by our scouts. So, you know, we have a plan with them and our development camp is right after the draft. We'll bring them in. We have, you know, different situations that we're going to do and some guys that are finished junior career and that are going to be their first year pro, second year, and even some third year guys that will want them to come in and train, you know, and starting and after the World Juniors, and they'll get places and train for a month together as a group. And, you know, that's one of the things that Ken has really stressed on us trying to push these guys and to wanting to do it. And most of them are, if not all of them are going to do it. So that's, you know, probably the easiest thing that we've really started to accomplish because, you know, when I remember when I first got here, I think we had Ethan Bear and Caleb Jones were our only two players that were down in the minor leagues that were really prospects that were drafted. And once you have your picks and you get more players and now you have a abundance of players that you know are prospects and it's up to them. They put in the time and you help them develop and hopefully ready to play in the NHL one day.
Keith Gretzky joins us now. Keith, you mentioned at the top, the one thing you don't miss is being in the rink all the time. But as we're getting close to the amateur draft, because you know, you put in all those hours and I'm sure you have experience of drafting and I know that, you know, they go around the table and people conduct it all. Do you say less because you know how much work it is to be an amateur scout, or do you question them more because you want to ensure that they're really confident in who they want to pick?
No, you know, that's their job and that's their specialty is they're the ones that have spent all winter watching these players play. You know, if Tyler, their scouts, are asking any questions, you'll answer them, you know, for them of a need or whatever it is. But I don't believe in it, you know, because I've done it and you don't want anybody, you know, overstepping their bounds, I call it, and putting their two cents in when, you know, when these guys have worked all winter long to see the players and you know, they've driven from rink to rink and city to city to see these guys. And that's what they're paid to do. And you know, just hope that they're right. And so far for us, we're starting to get really good players that are good players, good people and good prospects.
Keith, one last one. When you watch the Stanley Cup final, And you look at Tampa Bay and Colorado. What obviously both teams have lots of positives. What do you like about this matchup? Do you see anyone having a favorite heading in?
You know, to me, it's the young versus the old. The older team wants to keep the cup, and the new team wants to get the cup. You know, it's going to be exciting to watch. And you know, the one thing that Tampa Bay has for me is that they've done it. They know the price you got to pay, and it's up to the other team, Colorado, to come in and try to take it away from them.
Keith, always good to catch up with you. Oh, speaking of Xavier Bourgault, obviously he's somebody you're watching. I'm assuming, you know, he does technically have a 20-year-old year left, but I'm assuming he'll turn pro. What have you liked from what you've seen from Bourgault this season the most that you believe can be translatable to the NHL and pros?
I've gone to see him a couple times earlier on in the season before they shut down of COVID and that. For me, he's got really good hockey sense. He can score and pass. I think that's his bread and butter. He's got to get stronger. He's got to learn to, you know, stay in the battle. It's like anything. All the young guys, they rely on, you know, you know the game. You see in the American Hockey League, a lot of kids come into the American Hockey League and they think that, you know, you're a 40 goal scorer in college or junior or wherever you're coming from. It's going to be easy. It's very hard to score in the American Hockey League, and I think you come to our division, a lot of older players, a lot of, you know, they're all strong, they're all big, and it's hard to score, and it doesn't come easy. So you have to have a little bit of a backup to your one specialty. So you know, if you're a goal scorer, you got to learn to be a little more defensive minded and check a little harder or forecheck a little harder. And you know, those are the things that, you know, we talked, I saw Ty Tulio play a few times, and that was one of the things he said to me. You know, you can score a lot of goals, but, you know, you can't pace yourself. You gotta get in on the forecheck and, you know, you're going to go from 22 minutes or 23 minutes to whatever minutes, you know, the coach, you know, decides to play you in. But it's a big adjustment because, again, like I said earlier in the conversation, you were the guy, whatever team you're coming from, and we've got 20 of those. Everybody was the guy. So, you know, I think with Bourgault, he's got a lot to offer, but it's just learning to be a pro and play against men, compete. That's going to be a big thing. And compete is not fighting. It's just be strong on the puck and get your nose over the puck and, you know, be on the right side of the puck. So I think that, he should have a really good start next year, and you know, he's older, and he should have a good season next year. That's what we're really hoping for.
Always good to catch up with you, Keith. Yep. Have a good off season.
Okay, guys, anytime. Thanks.